Hey, sweetness.
www.maxheat.com. ProFlowRadio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, your DJ for tonight has spent hours setting up his lights. He's spent ages performing sound checks, and he's refrained from touching the buffet. Yet. He's keeping reasonably sober and is prepared to play just about anything you care to ask for. Get ready for a very special night and party celebration.
Yes. ProFlow for Show Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show. ProFlow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Hello?
Hey, Gloria, it's Mike Mosley.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Right now, I am speaking with Gloria Brown. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And Gloria, you are, if you don't mind giving me your title.
Okay, I'm a music educator. I teach voice and piano.
Voice and piano. Okay, and how long have you been doing that?
Oh, my God, since I was 18.
18. We're not going to ask any ages, of course. So we'll just say that that's been a while. I've heard good things about you, though. I've heard that your ability to teach is definitely defined and very effective. I believe that one of the people that you have tutored was Josie, I believe. And
yes, I'm her vocal coach, and she's a pleasure to work with.
Definitely. Now, how often do you work with Josie?
I've been working with her since, I would say, September of last year.
September, okay. Great, great. Now, I know she's got some music coming out soon. We'll be able to definitely take a listen to that on the show. Now, I wanted to ask you also about MuseArt, because the majority of this interview is basically to bring light to the beautiful program of MuseArt, which is trying to help students keep their education and success for the future. How long have you been working with MuseArt?
Oh, for about over a year.
Over a year. And if you don't mind me asking how you got started with them.
Well, it's kind of funny. I reunited with my cousin, Pat Melfi, who founded MuseArt that last year on Facebook after, like, a long time. Just say a long time. And we started talking, and he told me about MuseArt. And it was at that time called Each One Teach One, because Each One Teach One is the theme song of MuseArt. And he told me what he wanted to do, because a lot of times when the budget, schools have problems with the budget, the first things they cut is music and art. And that had happened also with my daughter's school when she was a teenager. So he told me that, and I was all over it with him. And I worked with him. I said, I want to work with you on it. And what happened was that one of my piano students, who can also sing, Nina, she was my, we downsized to our house, moved to an apartment, and she was my neighbor downstairs. The 8-year-old Nina became my piano student, and I had her sing Each One, Teach One. We recorded it. She recorded it after working with her on it, and then she moved to Kentucky. She was selected to be one of the children for the tour for Each One, Teach One.
Awesome.
The MuseArt tour, and she moved to Kentucky. She handed her teacher, Amanda Taylor, in Glasgow, Kentucky, in her school, the CD, and the teacher said, I love this. I hooked up with Amanda Taylor and Pat Melfi, my cousin, and they were our first endorsement. Nina sang Each One, Teach One. It went into the newspaper. She was on an interview on TV.
Awesome.
And got some publicity, and that's what we want to do all over the country.
Now, Each One, Teach One, that's a very catchy theme, and it's pretty self-explanatory. But if you don't mind maybe elaborating just on the deep concept, the concept that, or the overall goal for the Each One, Teach One, I mean.
Well, it's to really make our kids better citizens and for them to help each other. To make this world a better place, to make a difference in this world. Now, those are the words exactly from the song, because if we have kids that understand the true values of life and discipline and hard work, and instead of sometimes the entitlement attitude people have today, we don't want our children of the future doing that. We want them to understand that, like, you work hard, you help each other, and that explains the Each One, Teach One. The kids teach each other the whole theme. The theme of the song is teaching each other to make the world a better place, and we like to make it worldly eventually.
Definitely. What's the MuseArt website?
It's www.museartworld.org.
Now, this is a national program.
Correct.
Right now, you guys are based in the headquarters is in California?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what can the audience do to help with building the awareness of this program and building the strength of the program?
What they can do is they can go to the website, number one, and
yes,
take a look at what we're trying to do. And then they can donate, whether it's $1, $5, $10, or even more, towards this fund we're trying to build so that we don't have to have the government fund it. We don't have
right.
to worry about the programs being taken out. And to tell each other, they can tell other people, each one teach one. Here we go. They
can
reach out to each one and teach them about what we're trying to do. And when I tell people what we're trying to do, especially the parents of my students, they light up like a Christmas tree. So we also have on our site, Muse Art World Foundation on Facebook, and they can also click like on that.
Okay.
That would also help the program so they know that the more people that like it, we will attract some sponsors to help us with this endowment fund.
Okay, definitely, definitely. Now, I was searching online to find some information, and I found your name alongside of a description about what music was, and it was stating that music was what emotions sound like, I believe. Is that what you said?
What feelings sound like, what music sounds
yes.
like, and it's about feelings.
Yes.
And it's so true. There are so many things that music does. I mean, what would we do without music
right.
anywhere? I mean, we have music for Christmas. You have Christmas songs. Any kind of Easter songs. I mean,
right.
any kind of holidays. You have, when you go out to eat, what do you hear? You hear music.
Right.
People light up, and when there's a band playing, people sing along, they clap. It helps people with Alzheimer's. I mean, come on. And, you know, it helps kids with, I like to say this, I see this in my students. You know, our society is instant gratification. What music does, when you practice music and you really learn an instrument, and it could be a voice, vocal too, because that's an instrument. Your voice is an instrument.
Yeah.
That's delayed gratification. You have to work hard at it. And then that instills, let me tell you, confidence. It raises self-esteem. It teaches children discipline, perseverance. Their reading comprehension increases. Their IQ increases. And I've seen this with my children. And if you realize this too, like when something, you have a loss in your life, maybe the love of your life is gone, somebody broke
yes.
up with you or downsized, music helps you to heal because it helps you to grieve. And you need to grieve in order to heal from that loss. And I have written music when I was really down and out. And written really good songs when I was down and out. And that was healing too, to get it out through music. Music is just so many different things.
Yeah, it definitely is fundamental. Without music, there's like, what is there left?
It's nothing. I mean, music is melody plus silence. But when you have all silence, that's not anything. I mean, that's why people, you go to their house, sometimes they have the music playing, or they like to dance. You know, people
right.
love to dance. It's a form of communication when you dance. I believe that's definitely a form of communicating. I also believe it's a meditation.
Yes.
I have a master's in holistic health, so I'm really big on this. Meditation, to me, I can't sit still, and I know I should, and breathe and just think of nothing. All right? But what I can do, I can do a show, go on stage, or I could sing a song. I think of nothing but what I'm doing. And
right.
that really helps the brain. It helps your emotions. I've had people, I'm teaching them voicing, what happens to them, they start crying because
wow.
a lot of stuff came out by singing.
Muse Art really is about the youth. Really, really, definitely need to have this experience in order to be well-rounded and be able to succeed to their fullest potential. Definitely, I don't know where I would be without music today, really. So,
aww.
Definitely appreciate those words. How has it personally affected you working with MuseArt?
Oh, my God. Working with MuseArt gave me another life. It brought back life to me. I mean, yeah. I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but you probably...
Yeah, we don't want to go there.
I really don't care. I'm 6 years old, and I really don't care. And I'll tell you one thing, that it's never too late. I can tell you that. And it kind of gave me new life. My music is my passion, and I realize how much of a passion it is to me. I went into health. I love it. Love helping people heal. But you know, music is really my passion. And I'm happier. I feel like I have a purpose. That's it. I have a purpose in helping our youth. I remember when I was a kid, my parents really, really, really opened me up to music. My father played any kind of music you can name.
Really?
For me to Radio City Music Hall. My mother would teach me how to put over a song. I mean, I was exposed to music at a very young age. So, once it's in your blood, you can't get it out. It's in there. And I love working with my cousin. I love working with Mia. I love working with Josie. I love everybody I work with. We work as a team, and we are each one, teach one, reach one, make a difference in this world.
Wow. Yeah, I just recently met Josie. I haven't had a chance to meet Mr. Melfi yet, but I think I'll be doing that within the next week or so. And Malia, she's been awesome. And I've heard of MuseArt for a while, and to have an opportunity to help spread the word about the movement and the purpose behind it, it's just very, very gratifying, as you said. I wanted to ask you if you have any advice for students or people in general, mainly when it comes to music education.
Remember that music education is very important for our children, and everything that it does, like I stated, build confidence, raises self-esteem, teaches discipline, perseverance, reading comprehension, IQ increases. And I really think that for children that I teach, for them to not give up, to practice, but not practice because they have to, but they want to. Don't force music on kids. I hate when people do that because kids are going to hate it. Don't force it. Let it be. Just show them, sing, play music a lot, and spread the word about this. And teachers, please, I know the music, sometimes the music courses get cut. Please, they need to help us too. We don't want them to lose jobs either, teaching our kids.
Awesome.
Mike, I want to thank you. How did you get interested in this? Can I ask you really quick?
Well, let's see. Me, myself, and I went to school for media production, so I got like a mass communications degree. But you know, before that, I was playing basketball. You know, I was supposed to be a really good athlete or whatever, but I ended up breaking my neck. So I got into music as a form of healing, as you said, and it changed my life. It gave me a career to follow, and it introduced me to people like yourself. And you know, I just recently met Malia through my radio shows online. I think she had corresponded to me a long time ago when CME first started, I think, really. And I said I wanted to be a part of it somehow, and I kind of fell off. And eventually she hit me back up maybe a year later, and she had all these people ready for me, and I was ready at the time. So, you know, I started doing some motivational speaking in schools around here. So everything kind of just...
Did you really?
Yes, yeah. I'm
awesome,
kind of doing a bit of everything, honestly.
You're awesome.
It's amazing.
Sorry?
It's really fun, too.
You know, that's one thing maybe I forgot to add. It's fun.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Fun is necessary in life. Every day you need fun. And when you have a lot of stress, you need more fun.
You got that right. That's the truth. A lot of praying. I think that's really what brought me to this. I know God definitely brought me to Malia, that's for sure.
She's an awesome lady. Let me tell you, she became one of my best friends. She's an awesome lady.
You guys, aside from the accent, you guys actually kind of sound a little bit alike.
Me and Malia?
Yeah. Just the way that you guys maybe finish sentences, or the way that your sentence structures. It's kind of interesting.
We're songwriters, but not... Well, she's more of a songwriter than I am. I mean... Her music just blows me away. I'm with her in Ohio, and she's singing songs out of her head. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'll tell you this real quick. I give her a line, you know. I said to Leah, go ahead. So then I go, inspired by Glory Brown. And then I did that 10 more times and I have a couple of lines. And then I said, album. She goes, dedicated to Glory Brown.
That works too, you know.
It was such a pleasure speaking with you, and I thank you so much for joining our
call. Thank you. I have big, big aspirations and goals, and I really see myself accomplishing all of them already. So I'm, like, really, really humble right now and just very appreciative and just learning to work with professionals, because I've been working as a professional underground, and Malia's helping me to come onto the mainstream service, and I have to get used to this transition. So it's very interesting.
Mike, you sound like an awesome person, that you've been through a lot as well, and that you've come out on the other side. I just get that feeling. Did you ever think of interviewing my 8-year-old student, Naya?
We can set that up whenever.
I think that would be awesome. She wrote an article also. On
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's, if you look it up, Naya, she wrote about what music means to her.
That too. That would be awesome.
But let me tell you, I am teaching my students the song Each One Teach One on the piano, and one of my students, he's only 7 years old, and he's learning both hands.
Really?
And it's awesome.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome? So, just wanted to tell you that.
Sure.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry music featured on the Pro Flow for Show show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxi.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word. It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.